Philippines and Voice News, the Global Link.
Sakod Wokan's move to bury late former president ECL before elections. Church urged to speak openly on disability issues. On more than 200 dead in landslide at rebel-controlled mine in DR Congo. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACOD, has welcomed the announcement that government is working on ensuring that late former president Edgar Lungu is buried before the forthcoming general elections. Government recently disclosed that it is intensifying efforts to ensure former late president Edgar Lungu is laid to rest before the 13th August 2026 elections. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, SACOD Executive Director Arthur Muyunda says he is hoping that this time around both parties will reach a consensus regarding the burial site. Both parties agreeing on the burial impasse of the late president will not only fulfill the desires of Zambians, but also remove the family out of distress, said Mr. Muyunda. He expressed concern and sadness that the body of the late president continues to be in the morgue 7 months after his death due to continued misunderstandings between government and the family. He has called on both parties to do away with whatever made them not to reach a consensus these past months so that the matter can come to a close.
We hope that is an agreed position with the family, because what has delayed the burial is not because it's not because of the family not wanting to bury, or because of the government not wanting to bury, but it's because of misunderstanding between the government and the family. So we hope that they have reached a point where they have agreed, both parties, to say that the former president should be buried.
A TB and HIV medical officer at Lusaka's Chawama Level 1 Hospital, Victoria Manzi, has urged women, both young and old, to prioritize cervical cancer screening as Zambia joins the rest of the world in commemorating World Cancer Day on 4th February. Dr. Manzi emphasizes that cervical cancer remains one of the leading causes of cancer-related deaths among women, despite being preventable and treatable if detected early. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Manzi encouraged women to take advantage of the screening services available at public health facilities, noting that early detection significantly reduces the risks associated with the disease. She explained that when cervical cancer is identified at an early stage, treatment is more effective and the chances of complete recovery are much higher. The earlier the detection of the cancerous disease, the less risky it becomes, as it can be cured in its early stages, said Dr. Manzi. She further called on parents and guardians to ensure that their children receive human papillomavirus HPV vaccine, which helps prevent HPV infections that can later develop into cervical cancer. Dr. Manzi said vaccinating children at an early age is a crucial step in reducing future cases of cervical cancer in the country. She stressed that World Cancer Day serves as an important reminder for communities to increase awareness, promote preventive measures, and encourage timely health-seeking behavior to reduce the burden of cancer nationwide. Bates Cure Children's Hospital Spiritual Director Reverend Terence Kombe has urged the church to take a leading role in addressing issues surrounding disability, saying open dialogue is key to changing attitudes in communities. Reverend Kombe says there is need for churches to help communities understand the importance of caring for children with disabilities, and to challenge stigma and misconceptions that often lead to neglect and discrimination. Speaking on Christian Voice Community Forum program today, Reverend Kombe noted that faith institutions are well placed to influence mindsets and promote values of compassion, inclusion and responsibility, particularly at community level where beliefs and cultural practices strongly affect how children with disabilities are treated. Reverend Kombe emphasized that children with disabilities deserve love, protection and equal opportunities, adding that families should be supported rather than blamed or isolated. He called on church leaders to include teachings on disability in sermons and community programs, saying such efforts would help create safer and more supportive environments for children with special needs.
Disability, even in churches, yeah, because the church is one other aspect that would say has members of the community. So once they are able to talk about disabilities, the members will disseminate such information in the communities, and everybody will know something about disability and how important it is to include everybody in various aspects of life. So maybe
climate change activist Jessica Wally has called for a fundamental shift in how climate finance is delivered to African countries, noting that adaptation funding should be provided as grants rather than loans, particularly for nations like Zambia that are already bearing the effects of climate crisis. This follows after President Hakainde Hichilema called for stronger political commitment and clear financing mechanisms to support climate change adaptation in Africa. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Ms. Wally said the continued use of loans places a burden on African countries like Zambia, forcing them to repay funds meant to address the crisis they did lead to cause while dealing with the economic and social costs of climate change. There is need for climate adaptation financing to be faster, more predictable and grant-based, especially if countries like Zambia are to effectively respond to droughts, floods and food insecurity linked to climate change, said Ms. Wally. Ms. Wally also stressed that climate funding must match the scale of the crisis facing Africa, warning that conditional financing falls short of what is required to protect livelihoods, infrastructure and development gains. She further added that climate finance must be aligned with Zambia's national priorities and local community needs, rather than donor-driven conditions, to ensure that funds reach those most affected and deliver meaningful long-term adaptation outcomes.
I believe what must change for Africa to finally receive climate adaptation financing that matches the scale of its climate crisis is how climate finance is delivered to Africa. Adaptation funding needs to be faster. It has to be grant-based, not loan-based. Because if adaptation funding comes in as loans, that's just twice the burden on the African countries that are already in the front line of the effects of climate change. So it has to come in as a grant and not as a loan.
In African news, at least 200 people were killed earlier this week when heavy rains triggered a series of catastrophic landslides at the Rubaya coltan mine in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. The site has been under the control of the M23 rebel group since 2024. A spokesperson for the rebel-appointed governor of North Kivu province, Mumumba Kambere Moyisa, said the victims include miners, children and market women. He added that at least 20 injured people are being treated, some in local health facilities, while others will be transferred to Goma, the nearest city around 50 kilometers away. Coming up shortly, Italian officials on trial over deadly 2023 migrant shipwreck. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Metropolitan Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Six members of the Italian police and Coast Guard went on trial on Friday over a 2023 shipwreck in which at least 94 migrants died. 35 children were among those killed when the boat crashed on the rocks off the coast of the tourist town of Steccato di Cutro in February of that year. The defendants are accused of involuntary manslaughter for failing to launch rescue operations, which could have prevented the shipwreck, despite being aware of the boat's presence for hours. All six said they planned to testify. The overcrowded boat had set sail for Turkey, carrying people from Afghanistan, Syria, Iran and Pakistan. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The Southern African Centre for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACOD, has welcomed the announcement that government is working on ensuring that late former President